Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 21, Northern Eurasia, 1500 to 1800. The formation of the Tokugawa shogunate in Japan is a clear example of a society changing from within. Hideyoshi failed in his attempt to conquer Korea and China, and the shogunate arose from the resolution of civil wars between rival daimyo. A decentralized government led to the rise of a powerful merchant class. However, the shogunate's inability to stabilize rice prices contributed to the economic decline of the samurai, who depended on merchants to extend them credit. Government efforts to suppress Christianity and to severely curtail contacts with Europeans illustrate how readily Japan could control its dealings with outsiders. China's history illustrates a more complex interplay of internal and external forces. In the world's most populous state, the already faltering Ming Dynasty was greatly weakened by Hideyoshi's Japanese invasion through Korea. Later, Li Zhuchang rebels overthrew it from within, but Manchu invaders seized control and established the Qing Dynasty. The Qing settlement of the Amur frontier with Russia illustrates how diplomacy and compromise could serve mutual interests. China's contacts with Europeans grew increasingly problematic as they dealt with European merchants and Christian missionaries. From a Chinese perspective, European contacts could be useful but were neither essential nor of great importance. The internal and external factors in Russia's history are the hardest to sort out. Especially problematic is assessing the rising importance of the West in light of Russia's growing trade in that direction, its emergence as a European power, and the efforts of both Peter the Great and Catherine the Great to westernize their people. Clearly, Western influences were important, but their role can easily be exaggerated. The impetus for Muscovy's expansion came out of its own history and domination by the Mongols. Trade with Western Europe was not the center of the Russian economy. Peter the Great was interested in imitating Western technology and forms of government, not the full range of Western culture. The Russian church was quite hostile to Catholics and Protestants, whom it regarded as heretics. Peter banned the Jesuits from Russia, considering them a subversive influence.